from tennis player Michael Joyce's professional artistry as a paradigm of certain stuff about choice, freedom, limitation, joy, grotesquery, and human completeness. By David Foster Wallace. Advances in racket technology and conditioning methods over the last decade have dramatically altered men's professional tennis. For much of the 20th century, there were two basic styles of top-level play. The offensive style is based on the serve and the net game, and is ideally suited to slick or fast surfaces like grass and cement. The defensive or baseline style is built around foot speed, consistency, and ground strokes accurate enough to hit effective passing shots against a serve and volleyer. This style is most effective on slow surfaces like clay and hard-true composite. John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg are probably the modern era's greatest exponents of the offensive and defensive styles, respectively. There is now a third way to play, and it tends to be called the power baseline style. As far as I can determine, Jimmy Connors more or less invented the power baseline game back in the 70s, and in the 80s, Yvon Lendl raised it to a kind of brutal art. I don't know whether you know this, but Connors had one of the most eccentric games in the history of tennis. He was an aggressive power player who rarely came to net, had the serve of an ectomorphic girl, and hit everything totally spinless and flat, which is inadvisable on ground strokes because the absence of spin makes the ball so hard to control. His game was all the stranger because the racket he generated all his firepower from the baseline with was a Wilson T2000, a weird steel thing that's one of the single shittiest tennis rackets ever made, and is regarded by most serious players as useful only for home defense or prying large rocks out of your backyard or something. Connors was addicted to this racket and kept using it even after Wilson stopped making it, forfeiting millions in potential endorsement money by doing so. Connors was eccentric and kind of repulsive in lots of other ways, too, none of which are germane to this article.